This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Thursday's solo. I'm recording this one early, guys, because if everything goes well, and honestly, it's always the case that anytime I have anything planned, I'm like, yeah, but it might not happen because someone could get sick. That's always in the back of my mind. Like, someone's gonna get sick, either like Milo, my husband, or me, and then plans will go to shit. Anyways, if all goes well, I will be in Ottawa and surrounding areas next week because I had this. Okay, so a while back, I went to my parents' place and my friend from childhood on, like she's been my friend forever, came and spent the night. And I was like, oh my God, like it's so much fun. I need to put more effort and time into visiting friends. So a lot of my friends from grad school live in the Ottawa area. Also, the friend that stayed over at my parents' place lives in the Ottawa area. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take some days and instead of flying to LA or New York to record podcasts, which that's always what I think about, is I'm going to take a few days. Who can I record with? Like, that's always in the back of my mind. I was like, Renee, shut up and go visit your friends. So I planned this a while back, probably in January or February. And I was like, the first week of April, I'm going to drive down to Ottawa, visit a bunch of people. So there's four, I'm calling it the friend tour. And I have four friends that I'm going to go visit next week. So that is why I'm recording this episode early. And yeah, hopefully I actually make it to Ottawa. So welcome to the mom room. I just want to let you know that some mom chats are coming. Those episodes were always so popular when I would just have listeners chat with me for a half hour or something about regular mom things. And sometimes they have specific topics that they want to talk about. Sometimes it's just topics that I touch on the podcast a lot, like default parenting or mom guilt or whatever it might be. So on the Patreon, I just put it out there, like if anybody wants to do a mom chat, let me know. So I have three set up and I will put them out as an episode in the near future. It's always nice to just, like, I talk about these topics and I talk about them with other influencers or experts, but it's nice to hear from you guys. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm recording the first two tomorrow. If you want to join the Patreon, it is patreon.com/themomroompodcast. There's vlogs and all that fun stuff on there. Also today, so it turns out yesterday I went to the doctor. We had like this big long conversation about ADHD. I filled out, previous to the appointment, I filled out this questionnaire that she sent me, you know, just to prep for the meeting so she could kind of get a feel of what I'm experiencing, what I experience. And yeah, so we're gonna see. I've always been super hesitant to start ADHD meds to see how I react to it, if it helps me or if it, because it, like, I feel like it can go one of two ways. It's either going to make you feel jittery and anxious, or it's actually going to make me able to focus and chill, because that is my biggest issue. And it sounds opposite to what ADHD meds would do. But if you actually have that issue, it can help calm your mind as well. I'm like constantly bebopping from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. I'll like start one task and then move to another one before I finish that one. I can't sit and focus. And one of my goals is to write a book and kind of compile all the thoughts and experiences and things that I talk about on social media and on the podcast, like compile it into one document. And I try so hard and I can't freaking sit and focus on any task that is bigger than, you know, a half hour long. So I also can't relax. My husband always laughs at me because I'm like, okay, let's go, let's do. Like, I can't sit and watch a show. I can't sit and watch a movie unless it's nighttime and I have nothing else to do. It's very hard for me to just chill. So we're gonna see what it does. I'll keep you posted. I'm probably going to go pick up medication today. Oh yeah, this is what I wanted to say. Before, I was always so nervous to try the medication because a lot of people say they have trouble sleeping when they start medication for ADHD. And I'm like, I'd rather have ADHD than not sleep. So it was never an option for me. I was like, no, I hate not sleeping, so I'm not going to try it. But then I learned that ADHD medication is not like, let's say, anxiety meds where it has to build up in your system for it to be effective. It's actually just 12 hours in your system. So you could just try it for one day and see if it makes a difference. So I'm obviously starting on like a super low dose and I'll see what happens. Again, it could be like all of my issues that I have are situational and to do with my surroundings and my job and that kind of stuff. And maybe I'll absolutely hate it and it's going to make me feel worse, or it's going to allow me to focus and actually get things done that I want to get done and stay focused on one task at a time and be able to relax and maybe watch a movie with my husband. You know, that would be lovely. So we'll see what happens. I will keep you posted on that. I'm very nervous to try, you know. Another thing that I want to do, I've been talking about doing a live event in Toronto forever. But again, it's like this huge undertaking that requires focus and the ability to work on one thing for a long period of time. And I just don't have that ability and it drives me nuts. So that's another thing where I'm like, I really want to get this done. I just can't for some reason. So last solo episode, I talked about The Anxious Generation, which is a book that Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T, was putting out. And he is a social psychologist in New York, talks a lot about smartphones and kids and how childhood is so different nowadays compared to what it was and how detrimental it can be for like mental health and whatnot. So yesterday, the book actually came out and it's so weird because I recorded that solo episode. I had no idea. I thought the book was already out, but I didn't realize it came out yesterday. So last week, if you're listening to this when it's released. And my plan for today was I'm going to get my steps in because I've been trying to focus on like walking a lot and trying to run, but I got my period, so I can't run because honestly, like clean up an aisle six, it'll be a nightmare. My husband and I both turn the big 40 next year, and we have been thinking a lot about our long-term health. We want to get smarter about our health, make better choices, but also not feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction. There is so much information out there, and it can be hard to figure out what applies to you, what is right, and what is wrong. Well, let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week. Don't just take my word for it. Naomi's Apple Review says Zoe Science and Nutrition is super easy to consume even if you don't understand the science, with loads of actionable tips, a great mix of guests, and interesting cutting-edge science. You can't go wrong with a weekly podcast where world-leading scientists explain how their own research could improve your health. If you're ready to join millions of others like Naomi transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. If you're like me, then the bane of your existence is thinking about what to feed your children, prepping food, going to the grocery store, all of the above. Who has the time? We are all so busy, and it's important to incorporate things into our life that keep our life as simple and convenient as possible. Little Spoon is one way to do just that. They deliver fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kid will love at every eating stage they are in. The baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. They partner with Clean Label Project to test their blends for 400 plus contaminants, including heavy metals. So you know you're getting good stuff. The Biteables are finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding, and they are healthy, balanced, and free of artificial junk. The Little Spoon plates are toddler and big kid meals that are free of junk and they taste amazing. Even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. They also offer really fun things like puffs. They have smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. You quite literally never have to think about food again. It's just easy peasy. And did I mention this all comes right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, you are going to love it, and your kids are going to love it. It is just a huge win for your family. Simplify your kids' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. You know how a lot of people can't leave the house without a water bottle? It's like their emotional support water bottle. I am the exact same way with facial tissues. And that is because I have such bad allergies, specifically in my sinuses, to the point where I know I'm going to have to blow my nose multiple times in a day, and I cannot be out in public without my emotional support facial tissues. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Now I know if I have a big event, maybe I'm going to a concert, going out for dinner, I don't want to be blowing my nose every 2 seconds. It's very unbecoming. And so I will take Claritin D and enjoy my evening. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. So I'm like, I should walk to the bookstore and buy his book because normally I would just order it on Amazon and wait for it to be delivered to my goddamn door. But I'm like, I should walk to the bookstore and that's how I'll get some steps in today. So I might do that this afternoon. And that's a book I'm really looking forward to reading. And that was another thing I brought up with my doctor. I was like, I want to read nonfiction books during the day so that I can then talk about them, like recommend books and resources to people on The Mom Room and, you know, on Instagram and whatnot. But I don't have the focus to be like, okay, I'm going to take an hour and just read my book and make notes. I really want to do that. That's one of my favorite things to do as a nerd is read nonfiction books and think about what they're saying and compile my own opinions on what they're saying and how I can incorporate what they're saying into my own life and blah, blah, blah. That's my favorite thing to do. I loved studying when I was in school. That was my favorite, studying for an exam. That's my favorite thing to do. So it's something that I really want to do. I'm just for some reason not able to do it. And I'm sure you listening to my solo episodes are like, yeah, you have a problem focusing. So yeah, I might go pick up that book and I'm determined, if you listen to Insufferable, I am determined to read that book and share with you guys what I learn and what I think about it. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about, God, these posts from, you know, the Instagram account Parents. Like, I enjoy it. I follow it. They have a million followers. Like, it's a good account for parents, I guess. But I find the messaging is just so clickbaity sometimes. And I always come across these posts from them. And obviously, they always want you to go to like the article to click on to get to their website, to get the clicks and all that stuff. So it's a little bit annoying to me sometimes when I see like these clickbait posts. And I came across one the other day that I'm going to read it word for word. Okay, it says, it's just like a blank square. And it says, let's talk postpartum sex. Is it bad to do with your baby in the room? First of all, babies don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, how is this a topic of concern? Like, do we not have enough things to worry about in postpartum that now we have to also worry about this? By all means, if you're in early postpartum and it's at the point where your baby is still sleeping in the room with you, maybe your baby slept in their own nursery from day one and that's how it worked for you and your family, like, by all means, whatever. I'm just saying, like, if you're at the point in early postpartum where your baby is sleeping in the room with you and your partner and you feel the need to be intimate with your partner, first of all, congratulations. Like, I feel like this is a rare occurrence and you should celebrate by being intimate with your partner and not worrying about your baby sleeping in the bassinet, you know, 6 feet away. You know, how don't make postpartum mothers, parents, fathers more anxious about things than they already are. We have enough to worry about. We're like, tracking feedings and poops in the diaper and urine and breastfeeding and all the things. If the baby is asleep and comfortable and cozy and you want to be intimate with your partner, like, put on a white noise machine and just by all means, go be intimate with your partner, please. So anyways, they always pose it as a question like that. Is it bad to do with your baby in the room? An expert weighs in. Go click on the article. And it's like, really? I should go click on the article, guys. Let's go click on it right this second and see what it says. What does the expert say about being intimate with the baby in the room? If you're finally in the mood to have sex after giving birth, you know by now that it's rare if your baby is not in the same room as you. So there's pretty much only one option. Have sex with the baby nearby. Is it terrible? No. The fact is, babies, especially newborns, can sleep through most anything, including the sounds of sex. Yeah, we know. We know this. So like, why is this an article? My dogs would bark next to the bassinet nonstop. Milo did not even open an eyelid. We know that newborns sleep through sound. So why is this an article? Be intimate with your partner. Oh my gosh. Okay, now that I got that one off my chest, there was one other thing that was interesting. Oh, because last week I talked about the smartphones and the kids a lot. I shared accounts that you can follow if you're interested in learning more, but they had an article that was talking about something that I started thinking about last night. And it was, good thing Liza started editing my podcast, because normally I wouldn't take out these pauses, but she will take them out. Oh, here we go. Okay, it's a post on the parents account again. PSA, teens say that parents are just as obsessed with their phones and they aren't wrong. 1000% agree. And honestly, the more I think about how much I don't want Milo to be on his phone 24/7 when he's a teenager, I don't want him to even have a smartphone at school or like be on it at home or when he's with friends. I don't want it to be a part of his life the way that it has become for so many kids and teens and young adults. And when I think about it, all they're seeing in their entire childhood is their parents like this, you know? I went to Milo's swimming class yesterday and he still is not comfortable putting his face in the water, which like hashtag relatable. I can't do it either, but we're just trying to get him comfortable in the water and learn how to swim and kick and get out of the pool. So anyways, a story for another time. We have been really trying to not have our phones with us between 5 and 9, like in the evenings when Milo's home from school. I don't want him to just see this every 2 seconds, you know? So at swimming, I keep my phone in my purse and I only check it if I'm by myself, just to see if my husband texted me at all. Like I'll check it a couple times just to see, is there a text message? Because it's always on silent, my phone. So when I look around and think about it, like it's a small venue, the parents are all around the pool, kids are doing their lessons. Your kid, like the most important thing to your kid when they're at like swimming lessons, music class, basketball practice, whatever it might be, the most important thing to them, I think, is their parents watching them, especially at Milo's age, because he is constantly looking. He does one thing and he looks to see if we're looking constantly. And I'm right there like this. Okay, maybe that's a little much. Maybe that's a little much, but still, the whole point is that I'm sure they are so excited that their parents are there. They're watching them. They're trying to do good. After everything they do, they're looking at their parents to see like their reaction. Are they watching? Because think about at home, it's constantly like, mom, watch this. Mom, watch this. Mom, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Constantly.
This episode is brought to you by Lola V. Lola V is an award-winning hair care line by none other than Jennifer Aniston. They offer clean, plant-powered products for every hair type and texture. I just did my whole hair care routine with all the products the other night and I am obsessed. Along with incredible shampoo and conditioner, they have an intensive repair treatment that you can use once a week. They also have a lightweight hair oil. There's a leave-in treatment and there's also a glossing detangler, which I need because lately I want to do my hair in like a slicked back look, but my hair is too frizzy. Get 15% off Lola V with the code MOMROOM at www.lolav.com/momroom. And Lola V is LOLAVIE.
Now, they can't say that from the pool. They're not going to scream it, but they're constantly looking to see if you're watching. How many parents are sitting on the sidelines like this? It breaks my heart to see all the parents like this. What the fuck are you doing on your phone? Your kid is hoping that you're watching them. They keep looking to you, looking to you, looking to you, and you're like this. Put your fucking phone down and watch your kid. They're not going to be little for very long, and the most important thing to them right now is that you're watching. They're excited, they're happy that you're there, and they just like want to show you everything that they're doing. So put your goddamn phone down. It drives me nuts. Like, I want to walk by parents and fucking smack it out of their hands. Some of them even have like AirPods in and they're like, what are you doing? Watching Vanderpump? Like, what are you doing? Like, put your phone down. Drives me nuts. And so, anywho, when I saw that article that they wrote about teenagers saying that their parents are just as obsessed with their phones, that is facts, which is why I'm making changes now so that Milo doesn't think that phones are the most important thing in the world. Because that's literally what it's showing when we are constantly on our phones. There needs to be boundaries. Anyways, I cannot wait to read this book, The Anxious Generation, because it's all about digital technology kinds of things. And he's an actual researcher. His lab at NYU, this is what they look at. So I'm very excited to read it. Okay, one other thing. This was a while back. So I saw this article and I make notes about things and then I just forget about them. But I remembered this today because I saw a post about Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. There was this article or post or something, and it was them backstage at one of his concerts, and he just had the stroller in his hands, like he was pushing the stroller backstage. Kourtney was right next to him. The caption was, "The sweet moment backstage as Travis pushes the stroller, blah, 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 blah." And I'm like, why is that sweet? If Kourtney was pushing the stroller, would it be a sweet moment? Or is it just because he's a dad and he's pushing the stroller and it's like, look at that dad pushing the stroller. Why is that a big deal? And why is it so sweet? There was nothing else going on in the photo. And it just like, that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, is it because he's pushing the stroller that it's a sweet moment? Or, you know, it just made me think. And I just wanted to bring that up because it's interesting how dads get portrayed and treated in the media versus moms sometimes. And I don't think it would be labeled a sweet moment if it was Kourtney pushing the stroller. Is Easter the same weekend for everybody? It must be. Sorry, that was really stupid. I'm pretty sure it is. Liza, I know you're editing this and you're like, oh my God, what an idiot. Anyways, I wanted to share this funny thing that happened. So last year at Easter is when we surprised my mamere with the trip to London to see Harry Styles in concert twice. And we had my uncle dress up as the Easter Bunny. Amazon has really good Easter Bunny costumes. So my uncle put it on and he surprised my mamere and the kids and everything, the kids, Poppy and Milo, with Easter baskets. And it was like a whole thing. And Milo told my husband yesterday, he was like, yeah, I saw the Easter Bunny last year, but then I saw his costume outside, so I know that it's fake. And my husband was like, what? So my husband tells me that, and I was like, oh my God, he's talking about when my uncle dressed up as the Easter Bunny, and I guess he was excited, and he was like, oh my God. And then later on that day, we all went outside, and my uncle had just put the costume on the front porch of my parents' house, and Milo must have saw the costume, and then put two and two together. And I was like, I can't believe he remembers that. And he actually brought it up. He brings up the most random things from so long ago. Like, clearly he does not have my memory. It's wild. So I just thought that was like the cutest thing. Like, yeah, I saw the Easter Bunny, but I saw his costume outside, so obviously it's fake. What? Which reminds me, I need to get his Easter basket set up. And we celebrated Easter with Poppy like weeks ago at my parents' place. And so in my mind, I keep thinking like Easter is done. It's over. Like, we already did it. But no, there's Easter coming up. And I did get a few things from Walmart for the spring. I got new knee pads and shoulder pads for biking and stuff like that. What else did I get? I got it a long time ago just because I saw all the Easter stuff and I was like, oh, I should get a few things. I hate getting like chocolates and candies because I don't want him eating all of that, you know? So I just don't. Usually what ends up happening is I buy all this like chocolate and stuff and then I end up throwing it out because he doesn't eat a lot of it. I'll buy a few.
few things. Chocolatey. Do you guys like Cadbury cream eggs? Oh my God. Those are like my favorite. I should buy one today, actually. So anywho, one of the things I wanted to talk about was the TikTok account Ren Eleanor. I think I brought this up on the last solo, and then I was going to have Tuesday's episode be a long solo episode, but this always happens. Like, I don't have enough time to record it, and then people that do production on the show, like YouTube videos and stuff, are like, oh, do you have next week's Tuesday episode? And I'm like, I didn't record it yet. So it's going to have to be the following Tuesday. And so what I'm going to talk about, and let me put a date out there as to when this freaking episode will air. So this episode is going out April 4th. Oh my God, Easter already happened. Guys, I'm so messed up. This is why I can't record episodes early. I'm so messed up. Easter already happened. Easter already happened, Renee. So please disregard all that Easter stuff, or maybe it's just a nice little reflection on what happened this past weekend, you know? So Easter already happened. Good, good, good. And April 9th will be the long solo episode. And this past Tuesday was Eve Rodsky. So if you didn't listen to that one, make sure you do. She is the author of Fair Play. We also have a giveaway up on the Instagram account. It should still be running, but check that out. So anywho, I just like messed everything up, but that's okay. That's okay. We're just doing our best. Okay, I'm on my period. Give me a break. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want more content, you want to do mom chats, you want vlogs, behind the scenes, that kind of stuff, check out the Patreon at patreon.com/themomroompodcast. Rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends about the show, and follow us on Instagram at themomroompodcast. It's been a real slice, guys. Sorry for messing up the episode, but I'm keeping it in. Liza, keep it in. All right, bye.
Are you looking for a podcast that'll make you laugh?
You came to the wrong place.
That's not us.
That's not us.
Well, it is. We are a husband and wife who chat about raw, real relationship topics.
Yeah, like sex.
Like money.
Like marriage and kids.
But we're not afraid to talk about how your newborn baby probably isn't as cute as you think it is.
If you're in need of entertainment while you're driving to work, because that sucks, we can join you in the suckage, kind of like being in your ear.
Not physically.
So if you want to laugh,
come check us out.
Brought to you by the Laughing Couple Podcast.
Ha ha ha.